it out. Get out.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's time. It's time to geek out, you sons of bitches. Sorry, you're not sons of bitches. Some of you might be, but regardless, you're cool with us, sons of bitches. Don't worry about it. Mike Zimmer here, trying to not dig the hole any deeper than I usually do with Armando Aranda, co-host Team Moss Mick.
Hello.
And we're here to do another installment of our conspiracy series. Yeah, I always say it the wrong way. I'm doing it on purpose, I swear. No, our conspiracy theory series. Our conspiracy series theories. Basically, this is part four.
It might be part five.
Is it? Oh, it is part five. Oh, shit. Part five. Excuse me. we've done a few of these, haven't we? Now, Armando, we started off with the Mandela effect.
Right.
Went into lizard people.
Right.
Talked about the flat Earth, hollow Earth,
right?
And then, that was after the Shining Moon landing.
Yeah, Shining Moon.
So
landing,
we were on
right.
Shining Moon landing, then the flat Earth, hollow Earth,
right?
And now, I forgot what the fuck we're talking about. It's on the titles, ladies and gentlemen. It's Mars.
Mars.
Sorry, I forgot. We're talking about Mars conspiracy theories. We're geeking out about Martian Mars conspiracy theories. Not the candy bar company. Mars bars. We're talking about Mars, the planet. In our solar system.
The planet.
It's a thing. It's a real thing. Is it a real thing? Is Mars real? I've never seen it. Have you seen it?
Yeah, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah, astrophysicist my dick. Sorry. It's a little too much there. No, I'm sure Mars exists. I've never been there. I've never seen it, but I believe the scientists when they tell me that it's there. But there's a lot of cool, interesting conspiracy theories surrounding Mars. We know a lot about, we've heard about the face on Mars. If you haven't, that we'll talk about in a minute. We've heard about the pyramid on Mars. If you haven't heard about that, we'll talk about it in a minute. Mm-hmm. We've heard about ancient civilizations on Mars. Again, all these things. What else?
Yeah.
What was the other thing? Transpermia or panspermia?
Panspermia.
Saying that the theory, and this is actually one that might hold some weight, and we'll talk about it in depth a little bit. This is the idea that an asteroid hit Mars, and then the rocks from Mars had microbial bacterial life on it that then hit our Earth's atmosphere, hit our planet, got a little sauce mixing in, that kind of sauce, and then created a life on the planet.
Right.
Which then, so technically we're Martians if panspermia is correct.
Right.
If it's correct,
or we just came off of some random asteroid.
Like, that's another theory too. But what we're going to start off with
is the ancient
Martian civilization. This is a big one. They're saying that that Mars had a civilization like centuries, like millions of years ago, and that they went into the center of the planet or whatever. So we've got some information here, and it's a new and exciting theory to the possibility. Okay. Of ancient aliens and their past influence on human civilizations. And it's pretty captivating.
Yes.
And it's been captivating people for many years. But what if the ancient alien theory has more to the story? What if ancient aliens are not from distant planets, but rather from a dormant neighbor that once held civilization of ancient humans? Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun. Humans are Martians. Martians are humans. Soylent Green is people. People, don't eat it.
Anyway, We were dead all along.
Bruce Willis is a ghost. What are the spoilers? The village is in now times, not the past. And Night Shyamalan sucks. Actually, I heard that new movie he did is good. Yeah, this is just a spoiler. Sorry.
Night Shyamalan sucks.
This is M. Night Shyamalan spoiler. No, he did a movie recently with James McAvoy where he played a multiple personality guy. Can't remember what it's called, but I hear it's good. Anyway, getting back to the Mars theory. We got some images here, and now there's an image here. It says building on Mars, ancient civilization. We're looking at this. Yeah, it could be that, or it could also be a mountain that was eroded over time with acid rain. This image right here.
Well, that really looks like a building.
Right?
That looks like a Star Wars building.
Now, we're
going
to describe this building to you. This building image on Mars, and you can look it up, it's building on Mars, shows you an aerial view of an archaeological site on the surface of the Martian planet. Now, many have suggested that this is simply a geological site that can be explained through natural means. However, it is safe to say it looks like many archaeological sites here on Earth, which is pretty fucking cool. Modern archaeology has allowed us to learn that the greatest earthly civilization emerged nearly 6,000 years ago, older than the Greeks, Incas, and even the Mayans. 6,000 years ago! We thought we were only 2,000 years old with civilization. Crazy shit, man. Now, the people of this society were called Sumerians of the land Sumer, located in the Great Plains between the Euphrates and the Tigris rivers, today's modern-day Iraq. Now, without the ability to have groundwork excavations done on the planet Mars, it will be uncertain if an ancient race once lived there. Like the Sumerians, it was very difficult to determine the existence of this society due to weather, new settlement of an area, and or a total landscape change. Nevertheless, it is clear that something once stood on the surface of Mars, but it will be some time until we are able to analyze who the Martians were and where they went. Now, we're humoring this as if it's real
right
now. Like, we can't conclusively say one way or the other that this article is absolutely right, because it is kind of a fucking wacko theory. But anyway.
Hey, when will they tell us about the Martians that exist totally?
Yeah, probably. let's see. We ask, are humans from Mars, and could humans be ancient aliens? Many past civilizations have brought this up. Looking particularly at the Mayan account of Pakal, we see that somehow he was perceived to have been a god of some sort. When he left, he was depicted leaving on what looked to be like a spaceship. So where did he go? Well, perhaps the truth is more than we can handle, and we are the very Martians we are looking for. Ascending beings have always been recorded in history, but with no means of knowing where they came from. Many would suggest that Mars once hosted a vibrant and habitable planet for humans. If a human population once existed on Mars, then it would begin to explain many mysteries that reside here on Earth. But why would all the technology and advancements vanish when they moved to Earth? We got theories on this, Armando. Mm-hmm. Armando, give me theory number one.
Theory number one, are we genetically altered or created beings?
Now, this has been a long-standing theory when Martians and our history are talked about. Could it be possible that we are created beings from a race of aliens that once lived on the Martian planet? Well, we don't fucking know. Armando, give me theory number trois. Give me theory number deux.
Theory number deux. Humans are from Mars.
It has always been believed that if there was a race of aliens, Martians, quote-unquote, on the planet Mars, they would have been technologically advanced and superior than our current civilization. However, theory number two would suggest that Martians were at somewhat close to our modern age technology and knowledge. This would make a mission to save their race from a dying planet very difficult in means of preserving everything they have amounted.
Spoiler alert for this planet.
Yeah, basically picture a civilization with a technology like that of the 1960 space program. Could such a civilization land on Earth where more humans could have existed and reestablished a technologically advanced civilization again? Perhaps they did, and our technological advancements have been knowledge that has once existed, and we are once again beginning to perfect it. Ooh. Those are the two theories we got so far, and that's pretty much that's where we stand.
Wow, that's depressing. It's like you,
yeah, right.
Like we're just doomed to like build up civilization and have it destroyed over and over again.
Yeah, just like, well, and you know, it's almost like when you look at the movie The Matrix and they talk about Zion and how like this has happened like 100 times.
No, it was like four. Or
five. Oh, it was like four or five like cycles. They said like this is the fifth cycle, or this is the like
something like that.
So there's always been a Neo. There's always been a one, and he'd always go into the system and save the day, and then Zion would, like, but he was the first one to break that rule and not go back into the, so, like, sorry, now I'm talking about Matrix. Yeah, so.
But then he did.
But, I mean, but I think, you know, Matrix lifted a lot of that from this sort of idea that ancient civilizations have been around, and, you know, the idea that even more ancient civilizations were around, because, you know, this planet's been around for fucking ever, man, longer than us, clearly, longer than human civilization has been, and longer than we've been evolved. Longer than we've been evolving or have been existing. So, you know, I don't know. How much credence do you lend to this idea of us being Martians or that Mars had sustainable life like a civilization that thrived? How, like, you how, know, like, out of 1 to 10 on the bullshit scale, 10 being complete bullshit, 1 being I totally think it's real. Like, and then
I think,
and then
I elaborate. Think, I think I'm going to go right in the middle.
Interesting. Like, so like a 5.
Like a 5, yeah.
I can see that. It's just why, like, so, why a 5?
Well, you know, we haven't disproved it.
That's true, but we also haven't disproved the flying spaghetti monster.
No, that's true.
Damn it.
No,
damn
but
it, that flying spaghetti monster. Fuck.
No, but I mean, it's just like, we don't know what all our genetic code is.
True.
I don't know. Maybe like a geneticist will elaborate, but I'm not
Ooh, I heard that white people have more Neanderthal DNA. I'm a white person, so I can say this.
Yes.
We're more Neanderthalish.
Yes. Yes.
Which, you know, me don't understand that.
Yeah.
Me don't understand why we...
Ooga booga.
Ooga booga. I'm a white man.
This is fun.
Yeah, right?
Being white is fun.
Yeah. Racism is fun. Fuck white people. Sorry. I am white. Wait a minute. Hey, take it back. I'm sorry. No. I know. Look, if you're white, you understand. Guilt. We fucked up a lot of shit. But anyway, we're not here to shame white people. White people will do it enough in the next hundreds of years.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's up to 2% Neanderthal DNA from European descended
people. Yes, from European descending people. So that could include the Spanish as well, because they are European descent. So.
Yeah, well, every race on this planet has Neanderthal DNA besides...
Yeah, every race.
Besides sub-Saharan African.
But white people got the most. We're number one.
Well, no. Sorry. No, native sub-Saharan African people do not have Neanderthal DNA.
Yeah, but I mean, white people have the most Neanderthal DNA, so yes. We win.
Yes.
Yeah, we're number one again. Yeah. Ding, ding. Oh, that's horrible. We're trying to talk about ancient civilizations on Mars, and now we're getting into race culture again. This is fucking bullshit. How does this always happen? It's fucking media. Corporate America's ruining it. Alex Jones is here. Conspiracy theory talk time now. Okay, so here's the situation with Mars. Let's get back to Mars. This is important shit. Yeah, I'll go with you on the 5. I'll go a 5 as well on this. And my reasoning is that space and planets are old. Like, that shit's all old. Like the human race.
Space is big.
Space is big and old. And Earth is little and young. Like, we're dumb. Like, we haven't been around that long. Like, our society, our species hasn't been around that long. In comparison, I mean, like, to any other advanced alien civilization that had the means to traverse the galaxy and get to us, they would look at us like, we were Neanderthals, like, because we don't have the capabilities they have. They'd look at us like we were in the early 1800s or in the Renaissance period or something.
Well, or Michio Kaku, like you said, basically would be like, oh, like they would be so advanced that they wouldn't even care. Like, do you even care to consider like the ants like on the side of the road?
Well,
you know?
Again, that's me going into the psychology of an alien civilization. What if that alien civilization is extremely curious, more curious than humans?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you have to go into the psychology of it. I'm assuming these advanced beings have personalities, and that these personalities have, like, you know,
they never have personalities in
thoughts.
Sci-fi.
Well, that's bullshit. Because, like, if
hey, in sci-fi, the, like, Klingons all have one personality, and that's
not
anger,
not
and killing.
True. Worf, but he was half human. Fuck, Worf was half human, wasn't he?
No,
but Worf was like a good, he was like a cool Klingon. Like, he was like a, he was like a fucking Buddhist Klingon. Like, he knew how to hone, he was like a Jedi Klingon.
Yeah, I guess.
And like,
yeah,
the rest of them
so.
Were Sith. Like, see, the Klingons had the capability of, god damn it, we're talking about Klingons, fucking geeking out so hard, you guys, for you. You have no idea how hard we're geeking out for you. We're talking about Klingons, for fuck's sake, and the hierarchy. Back to Mars. We're going back to Mars, Armando.
Get
to
your
Mars.
Ass to Mars.
All right, so we're back in Mars, and we're trying to figure out, okay, so, I mean, I disagree with the idea. Like, I agree to it to an extent. I do think that some civilizations of aliens are that advanced that they would look down on us and just be like, they're a bunch of fucking cavemen. I don't care. Let's just go to another planet where they're more advanced.
Yeah, there's
but
like...
there would be curious ones like us. If we went to another planet and we saw that they had a fucking renaissance going on and they were all wearing, like, ruffled shit, like wearing puffy shirts, we'd be like, oh, fuck. We got to watch these assholes. Look at that.
Right.
They're like, there's a whole world going on. Look,
right.
They drink blue milk. It's like Star Wars over there, man. We got to get cameras down there. We got to film this shit. That's what these flying saucers are. They're drones, dude. They're alien drones coming down doing reality TV. Right. Earth is a real. It's like South Park said, Earth is a reality show for other planets. I'm starting to believe that. The Martians have control, or the lizard people. Question, do you think the lizard people are Martians? If there are lizard people, we're going to connect this.
If
all the conspiracy theories are connected.
The lizard people
are the lizard people, the real Earthlings, and the Martians stole the Earth. That would explain the Martians are all white.
Sure,
the
why
Martians
not?
Martians are all white.
Why not?
They're all white Europeans from Mars.
Why
and
not?
They came over to Earth and they stole it from the lizard people. White people are horrible, man. It all comes back around to white people being evil. Not all of them. Back to this idea. It's a five. I like the idea because even Neil deGrasse Tyson and Bill Nye have lended credence to the idea that there was an asteroid that hit Mars and that, you know, the rocks came to Earth and created life on this planet, or at least helped assist to create life on this planet. I can see that being true because asteroids are going around the solar system all the time and hitting other planets and crossbreeding different things, you know, like bringing different things. And literally one little microbe on a rock can change the entire ecosystem of the planet if it's introduced. It can fuck up its whole situation just by entering the atmosphere, at least to an extent. I mean, it probably wouldn't be an entire global scale, but if it was a big enough rock with enough stuff on it,
right,
it could create an Earth. It could create a planet with
There are some
intelligent life.
There are some hardy, resilient life forms that could actually survive in space.
Unbelievably so, yes. On asteroids.
Oh, they have?
Yeah, like inside the fucking asteroid. These things are traveling through space inside an asteroid. They got no oxygen. They got nothing. But they're growing inside of this asteroid. They found bacteria on the outside of spaceships.
Oh, really?
It's fucking crazy, dude. Yeah. The theory is that it would, since they're finding bacteria on the outside of spaceships now, they're saying that asteroids could be carrying this same bacteria or different bacteria.
Okay, so...
So the theory is now...
Okay, it hasn't been 100% proven.
It would be on the outside, possibly, but they're saying if it's on the outside, what's on the inside?
Right.
So they're like, they want to lasso an asteroid somehow with plasma.
Plasma, I'm sure. With a tractor beam,
with
yes.
the plasma tractor beam, and then drill into it. Bruce Willis is there. With Ben Affleck, Aerosmith's going, I don't want to miss a thing. And then they get to the center and they find like a worm. It's like a bottle of tequila. It's like, hey.
Hey.
Hey, what the fuck are you doing? It's my rock. Oh, sorry. What's your name? Ted. Ted, nice to meet you. Could you put me back in space, please? I was going to my family's. It's on my way to my mother's house. Sorry, Ted. So you never realize that. You know, we don't think that they might have personalities, that they might actually feel things. Like the Klingons were a warrior race, you know?
Right.
Like their whole thing was like, you know, fighting and brutality and blah, blah, blah. And then you got the big-eared ones, the Ferengi.
Yep.
And they were all about trading. And like they were like the trading sort of Wall Street kind of guys, like the businessmen.
Yeah.
They were like real shady. And,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So and then you had the Romulans that were just fucking creepy. They would just stand there and look at you and be creepy. They were the goth kids of Star Trek, the Romulans. Or was that the Kardashians?
Kardashians? Kardashians.
There's the Kardashians in real life and the Kardashians in Star Trek, by the way.
Yes.
Just so you know. Just so you know.
That was mostly Deep Space Nine. I missed a
lot
of that.
Yeah, that was mostly Deep Space Nine.
Kardashians.
Which is fantastic.
They weren't too bad, right?
No.
Yeah.
No, they were boring, actually. They just had ridges on their noses.
Oh.
Kind of like the real Kardashians. they had plastic surgery. So regardless, I think that they would be interested in us to an extent. They'd want to study us. I don't think any scientifically minded civilization would just bypass a species that's slowly growing. I mean, wouldn't you want to monitor them and make sure that they're not going to be a threat later on in life? I mean, but again, that's coming from it in a human perspective. I'm not an alien.
Well, here's the thing.
I swear to God, I'm not an alien.
Here's the thing. There might be life all over the galaxy/universe.
We
might not be that special.
I'd like to think that. I would really like to think we're not that special.
Oh,
I know that sounds fucked up.
Some more cavemen.
Because honestly, it would make more sense that there is life all over the universe.
Right.
It would just make sense.
It would.
You look at all these planets, and each planet has at least what? Not planets. Sorry. Each star, excuse me, has at least like what? 10 to 20 planets? Something like that? at least 10 to 20 for each star. And you think about that.
Oh, did you hear about the new NASA discovery?
What's the new NASA discovery? Tell us.
There is a few planets on a nearby star.
Shut the fuck up. Alpha Centauri A and B?
I'm not sure of the name.
I think it's
of
Alpha
it.
Centauri. There's Alpha Centauri. It's a two-star system.
The announcement came yesterday.
Oh wait, so they confirmed it?
Holy shit,
this is news to me.
Well,
guys.
They confirmed that there are several Earth-like planets in a solar system on a nearby star.
These assholes, I knew it. Okay, a while ago we talked about like the,
and a few of them are in the Goldilocks zone.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, Alpha Centauri A and B. It's a dual star system. It's a two-star system. They said there was one planet that seemed to be like in the Goldilocks zone. Mm-hmm. They said they had to like get more images sent back. Mm. It sounds like they finally got those images sent back. All and right. Not only did they find one planet around Alpha Centauri B, which was, and they called the planet that was orbiting the star B2. Mm-hmm. So it's way to go, NASA. Star B and planet B2. Come on, man. Anyway, so B2, and it's a vitamin,
well,
by
you
the
know
way.
What?
It's also good for you. Yeah, it's a vitamin.
Good. Sure, yeah.
Just to remind you, we also try to educate on the show. B2, apparently, they said it may have sustainable life. And this was months ago, and I was talking to Stoudy Black all about it. Mm. So you're telling me right now that like they finally got those images back, and they're now like, oh, yeah, it's like they're confirming it? More or less?
Yeah, there's several Earth-like planets. We don't know if there's life on them.
Holy shit!
But there can be. They're going to analyze it some more. And
oh, my God.
They're going to see, like, if
that's amazing.
If they find, like, oxygen, because oxygen is in, like, supposed to be, like, an unstable molecule, and it doesn't really, really exist without life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, if they find, you know, a good amount of oxygen, they might say, hey, there's probably life on these planets.
Well,
more of these planets.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If enough of the planets are within the Goldilocks zone of having sustainable life and having an atmosphere, at least for humans, at least for what we call the Goldilocks zone,
right.
For other aliens, it might be danger zone.
Right.
Like, don't go there. You'll die. But still, regardless, that would be fucking amazing. Are you kidding me? Of course, you know, they have been working on warp speed drives. NASA has been developing the ixs enterprise. Mm-hmm. And it's a basically bend space and time around it,
right,
with plasma. I'm not even kidding you, with plasma.
NBD, you know.
No big deal. They're just bending space and time around a spaceship. No fucking big deal. That means all of our molecules and everything, all of our history, all of our lives, all of our reality will be bending around this ship.
Yes.
To send it to some other... Wow. That's fucking crazy, man. Everything that ever was or ever had existed... Or ever will exist.
Yeah, I wonder
they're going
if the,
to pass through that to get somewhere.
I wonder if the spaceship passed by, you wouldn't even notice, right?
No, you wouldn't. It would just go through everything because it's going through all of reality. There are probably multiple ships passing through Earth as we speak. I mean, just warp driving it, you know? Because if you're bending space and time around you, you don't hit shit, man. You literally get from point A to point B.
Everything's bending, and you wouldn't notice it.
You push a button, and you're there. That it's like that. You don't even have to, it doesn't even take like 5 minutes. It's not like Interstellar where they have to go through a wormhole. Like, it's like, all right, we're here.
Because you're not actually traveling faster than light.
Oh, I see.
You don't get that effect.
It's,
and plus you're not, like, you know, from a normal perspective, it's just like you're not actually moving at all.
Right. You're literally, because everything else is moving around you.
But space can do whatever the fuck it wants.
Yeah, but I mean, you're just bending it around you.
You're bending it around you.
So you're sitting down in a ship. So you're just kind of in the cockpit like, all right.
You're standing still. You
could be in a box, not even a cockpit.
You wouldn't experience any like inertia or anything.
You'd just literally be like, boop. All right, we're in Mars. That'll be $5.
Yeah.
fuck. $5? What a ripoff. Mars is such a bullshit place anyway. I just commute to go work there. Everyone lives on Earth anyway. I'm just working Mars. Sorry, it's a New York joke. enough with the local jokes. Let's get back to Mars yet again. So we're in the Goldilocks zone of ratings on this one. We're literally like, this could be bullshit or it could be real.
Yeah, yeah.
There probably was an ancient civilization on Mars. Do you think it was human? Because that's the other thing they're postulating is that they were humans in this theory.
You know, define human, you know? But
well, they say carbon-based life forms that share the same DNA.
We might be descendants of Martians.
I mean, so they probably had similar looks to this. Like maybe they had like forearms or something. I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking of John Carpenter of Mars.
I mean, we have very incomplete information.
We're still waiting to get things back. But to hear that they found. Like that they're more or less confirming that there were habitable planets within Alpha Centauri B. If it is Alpha Centauri B, and if it is B2 or BB2 or whatever it's called, or BB8 or whatever the fuck, like if it's a Star Wars reference, that would make sense.
R2-D2.
That would make sense. If they called it like Constellation C-3PO and the planet R2-D2, I'd be like, okay, you guys are awesome. like in the Planet Enterprise. Yes. Fuck yes. Planet Picard.
NCC.
You know they're going to name like moons after Captain Kirk and shit. Like,
of course.
In the future. They have to. They're not. They weren't even real Starfleet. And then they're going to create a real Starfleet. Such nerds. Human race. But I'm excited about this. I hope that if we have these habitable planets and if this warp drive thing works and they're able to just go there... That, I mean, come on, man. Let's go to another planet. You and me, Armando. Yeah. Let's get on that fucking ISS Enterprise. And let's go to Alpha Centauri B2, vitamin B to planet, vitamin B2.
Well,
that's
where
the B2 vitamins come from.
It's like
B2.
Well, what'll be there? It's like, oh, there's water. There's a mountain.
Oh, come on, man. Don't say that. You know, don't be like, we'll get there and we'll be like, it's boring. Are you kidding me?
It sucks.
Be like, dude, this is a rock on another planet. We're on another planet. Be like, yeah, it's just fucking desert. And I'm like, all right, fine. I'll take you to a river. That's just a river.
Just a fucking moisture farm.
Dude, look, that river is blue, but it's not like our blue. It's neon blue. It's glowing blue. Look at that. It's fucking whatever. Right. Go to play and they'll have green water.
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah, it's all the same.
I have a glow stick in my back pocket.
Yeah, it's all the same bullshit. It's like, no, it's... Oh, fuck, man. The worst partner to travel with on space ever. That's it. No more space traveling with you. Taking my warp drive. I'm going home.
Fine, whatever.
Fine, fuck it.
Fine. I'll stay here. It's the same thing anyway.
I'll stay here and establish a civilization. It'd be better than America. Fucking corporate anyway.
that actually appeals to me.
Going to another planet and starting a new civilization.
Yes.
Oh, Armando. You should do it.
Yeah.
Go do it. I think everyone should do that. I think that might be the afterlife. Is that you get your own planet and you go start, like, your own world.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucked up. That would explain why this is hell on this Earth. Maybe this Earth is someone's hell.
Right.
Oh, God. Oh,
no.
Oh, God. What is life? What is reality? But I don't know if they were... Okay, so to get back to the theory about Mars and about humans living on Mars and it was a human civilization, they may have been carbon-based. They may have shared some human DNA if they were related to us in any way, but a lot of our DNA came from this planet and but it was mixed with maybe that Mars. Again, we're saying if it is true,
right?
If we're lending any sort of belief to it, we're going to stick with the five, but it would explain a lot of shit. It would explain a lot of shit as far as like, oh, that's how, oh, and there was, so we came from like Mars and there were people on Mars, and then the Martians actually came from another place, and that they actually were just using, like, biological...
And they all had their own Trump.
Yeah, and they all had their own Trump eventually. Like, it was just, like, the same thing over and over again. It's just, like... But it's like that's how the human race works, and other aliens just know that's how humans work. They're just like, God damn it, fucking humans. What? Well, they always go to another planet, start over again, and then... stay on that planet and use up all its natural resources and then leave and go to another planet, start again. And then we got to go in and we got to fix the planet.
Yeah.
I'm just sick of them.
And they just got to turn the planet to red dust.
It's like, well, we can't. Well, you know, fucking the Galactic Senate says we can't fucking kill them. So, you know, they're protected because they're dumb. They're like animals. So they're protected under the Dumb Animal Act of 1000-1000-THX-1109. You know, so we can't kill them. Fuck, fucking humans! I swear, if they come to our planet, we're killing them. We're killing them. No, we can't do that. Yeah, I'm killing them. If I see a human, I'm killing them. They probably hate us.
Getting the human spray out.
Yeah, that's probably they probably come here just to fuck with us, just because it's fun. It's probably a bunch of they're not even like grown up. It's probably not even scientists that are coming to this planet.
Well, yeah,
they're probably alien like hicks, or they're probably like kids. like teenagers. Like
dumb aliens.
Yeah, dumb kid aliens just in a spaceship just like buzzing Earth. Whoa, aliens. Oh, look how scary we are. And they're high-fiving each other, smoking their space reefer, drinking their space wine. You know how alien teens are.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Draw a fractal in the crufts.
Oh, yeah, man, fuck them. Stupid humans. But we've got some other interesting things here, and this may lead more evidence. This may be more evidence into what's going on with Mars. Now, there's some stuff on Mars that we got to discuss. We mentioned this earlier, the face on Mars and the pyramids on Mars. Where the fuck does it come from? Are these real faces, pyramids? Like, what's going on? Is it a lighting issue? Now, the face on Mars is one of the great modern mysteries about Mars. The face first came to our attention 22 years ago, and debate about what it is has raged ever since. Let's hop in the Wayback Machine and return to 1976. Waka-chicka, 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 waka-chicka. Shaft! Damn right. The Viking spacecraft reached Mars in July of 1976. It had two missions. One was to send a lander down to inspect the surface of Mars. The other was to orbit the red planet within a 1,000 mile of the surface and take thousands of pictures to help to determine the best landing site for the Viking 2 spacecraft due to reach Mars in a few weeks. On July 26, 1976, during Viking 1's 35th orbit of Mars, a set of photographic images arrived at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California. One of the photographic frames taken in the northern desert Cydonia region showed a mile-long 1,500 mesa that looked like a humanoid face.
Right.
And we're looking at it now. This is the original image that they got back. And yeah, it looks kind of like a human face. Right. You know?
Well, kind of not.
It looks like a rock or a pyramid, but maybe not. I don't know. Now, NASA has attempted to downplay this image from the start after showing the Jet Propulsion Lab Press Corp a slide of this remarkable image. Viking project scientist Gerald Soffen attempted to explain it away by saying that a picture transmitted a few hours later of the same region revealed that the image in the first photo was just a trick, just the way the light fell on it. All right. Well, seeing is/isn't believing. When it comes to the face on Mars, people tend to believe one of two things. That the face is A, Armando? A
striking pattern of light and shadow cast by hills in the area.
Or B,
a sculpture carved by sentient, intelligent Martians.
Ooh. According to our author, Robert C. Kvyat? How do you say that fucking name?
Kvyat!
Kvyat! NASA's planetary scientists have maintained over the years that the face is a natural rock formation produced by wind erosions and that the... Yeah, it's a fucking swamp gas and weather balloons and it's erosion, acid rain.
Nothing not, to see here.
It's anything other than what you think. We're NASA.
What you think, it's not that.
So that's the face. Now there's the two faces. There's two of them.
Two faces.
Oh, what? No, Two Face isn't on Mars. Oh. He's in Gotham. Don't worry. Okay. Batman's taking care of him.
Good.
I think he's in Arkham, but he may have gotten out again. It's the worst place to put prisoners, I swear. Mm. They always escape Arkham. Why does Batman always put him in Arkham? Anyway, NASA has claimed for years that the face on Mars is not a face and doesn't offer proof of intelligent life on Mars. Well, yeah. Recently, however, following new Mars pictures taken of the Cydonia Mesa, NASA claimed that these pictures, which apparently show no face, are proof, finally, that the Martian face never existed. If NASA never believed the Mesa was a face, why would they make such a big deal of proving the non-existence of something they never believed in the first place? That's like a guy buying land that supposedly has no oil beneath it, then digging a dry hole to prove there's no oil. Why bother?
Because people are saying
NASA has to fucking... Because people are bugging them, dude.
Yeah, people are bugging
them. Whoever wrote this article, they didn't consider the fact that NASA is a global organization.
Right.
They get news not only from all over America, but all over the world.
Right.
This face. Like, oh, we saw a face on Mars. Tell us, NASA. They're going to be like, everyone, calm the fuck down.
Yeah, if NASA didn't say anything...
People would be like, you're not saying anything. There's... Oh... Aliens.
Yeah, why are they not saying anything?
There's aliens.
Why are they not saying anything?
Exactly. That's the same fucking thing, man. Like, that's where I kind of lose track with the article here. But we've got some conclusions on the face. So basically, just find it ironic that NASA tried really hard to get the world to believe ancient bacteria on a meteorite came from Mars, which is looking more unlikely by the minute. would put so much energy into the notion that intelligent life couldn't slash didn't exist on Mars. Now, we thought NASA's mission was to explore space, reporting back to U.S. citizens who pay for all of this through their taxes. That's all in bold and uppercase. Who pay for all of this through their taxes, I guess is how you'd say it, the way it's written. Whatever they find, wouldn't finding anything be proof of some kind of ancient Martian civilization? It would be the greatest NASA accomplishment since sending men to the moon. Well, at least you'd think so. So based on the proof currently available, we believe it is difficult to prove or disprove that the face on Mars is a genuine alien artifact. Mm. Until NASA sends a rover or manned team to the Cydonia region, where the face is, and they are not sending it there, and they've completely avoided the Cydonia region for some fucking reason, we'll never know if it's a face or not.
Fuck these guys.
Yeah, they're probably doing it just to be like, fuck you guys, there's nothing over there, and we're not going to go there just to fuck with you more, because, like, we got more important shit to do on Mars. But anyway, if NASA is ever to live up to the Star Trek credo, continuing the travel, where no man has gone before, a manned mission to the Cydonia desert region is a good place to start. NASA, make it so, says the guy who wrote this. Interesting. So that's, as far as the pyramids go, we get some interesting stuff on the pyramids. Now, the pyramids of Mars, now, is there life on Mars? We don't know. Was there life on Mars? We don't know. Mankind started looking for an answer to all these questions in 1976 after the publication of the iconic photo depicting something that looked like a human face on the surface of Mars. Now, many said that the face on Mars was only a pile of rocks. We got into all that. Now, powerful telescopes from a spacecraft orbiting Mars have found new evidence to prove the existence of life on Mars, supposedly. Telescopes took pictures of nine pyramids on the surface of Mars. All right, the pyramids, as it seems, are not of the natural origin. The images include striking statues of human and animal faces, clearly visible from space, as well as large drawings featuring the profiles of primates and canines. You ever look at a cloud, Armando? I'm just going to ask you a question. You ever look at clouds?
Never.
Well, whenever I was a kid, my parents would be like, hey, look at that cloud. And I'd be like, okay. And they'd say, hey, what do you think that cloud looks like? And I'd go, well, I guess it looks kind of like a dog, or maybe a cat, or an animal of some kind.
Yeah.
That's what's going on here.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's going
on. It's like
here.
Mashed potatoes.
It's like the fucking mashed potatoes, man. It's like, oh, this looks like a dick, look. It's like, oh, yeah. That looks like boobies. It's like, these look like pyramids. Oh, my God. Sorry. But they're trying to find a configuration for it, which just looks like shit. Look at this. They're trying to, like, find a geometric thing where they all relate.
They're trying to use the Fibonacci sequence.
And it's not working. There's no way that sequence, it's not going to work. These are so out of, it's so out of whack, man. And this is in the Cydonia region, too. Hmm. So this is all in the Cydonia region of Mars, which we are not exploring and we're not sending any missions to. But there's supposedly
because
a face
there. To see there.
Yeah, there's nothing there. Except a face and nine pyramids, but there isn't. They're not there, and we've taken photos, and there's nine pyramids. Supposedly, they look like pyramids. Supposedly, it looks like a face, but it's not there. Yeah. So, but we're not going there. Why don't you go there to disprove it? Because.
Yeah, I mean, you could go to any place on Mars. Why not go to the pyramid place?
Because. There's nothing there. It's like, let's say the only thing there is aesthetic.
So there's something somewhere else, like
on Mars. Yeah, like the reason why they're going to the locations on the planet that they're going to is because they're able to get certain types of rocks. They need to collect certain types of samples, and certain regions of Mars have very, like, you know, they have caverns and really low areas that the rover can land in, go down inside, collect, like, you know, that's how we were able to find water on Mars, was because it got into those little crevasses.
Crevasse.
I love that word, okay. Crevasse. Got into the little crevasses and drilled deep down and found frozen water. And right. It was like, holy shit. Like the rover said that. The rover was like, drill. Oh, shit. There's some water. Hey, NASA, guys, fuck. How do I do this? Is this?
So they found water?
Yeah, don't you remember that? It was all over the news when they found water.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like possible water, but
no, they said it was frozen water.
Like definitely water.
It was it was water in this in this little thing, and it was frozen, but it would have dried out. It would have
And it wasn't earth water?
No.
Okay.
No, we didn't. It's not Earth.
We didn't bring Earth water. Okay.
No, no. The rover didn't. The rover doesn't have Earth water. It does. It doesn't need to hydrate itself. You know what? I wish it did, because then it ran in fusion. Then we could say, oh, it's running on cold fusion, so it's just the water from the cold fusion leaking out.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. But no, unfortunately.
Oops.
No, it's nuclear.
It's
a fucking nuclear robot that we have up there. Nuclear powered, because it lives forever, and fuck the Martian atmosphere.
Nuclear.
Oh, no. One of our greatest presidents said that it's nuclear. So ever since then, I've been calling it nuclear.
Nuclear?
Yeah. One of our greatest presidents ever said that.
Yeah.
So it's nuclear.
Nuclear.
Yeah, I'm surprised you don't know the proper American pronunciation of nuclear.
Nuclear.
Anyway, so it's powered by atomic and nuclear energy. Splitting atoms and shit, yo. Science. It's awesome. So what do you think about the pyramids in the face on Mars? I mean, we'll end on that. I mean, as scale 1 to 10 on bullshit, I mean, because considering that we're in a 5 with the civilization thing, do you think that these could be the ruins? And do you think that the whole reason why we're not going to the Sidonia region, why are we calling it Sidonia, by the way? That's kind of strange.
What connotation does that have?
I don't know. I think I've heard of Sidonia before.
I have.
In some sort of literature, but I don't know what literature. Let's use the power of the internet.
Okay.
Sidonia. Is that right? Sidonia is a region on the planet
Mars.
Mars.
Okay.
Region of Mars. It's all on Mars. Knights of Sidonia is a song by the English alternative rock band Muse. I love that song. That's where I heard it. No one's gonna take me life. It's a great song. Listen to Knights of Sidonia by Muse. It's a good one. And we'll end. Well, I guess we could end our little conspiracy theories. I'm calling it the conspiracy series theories from now on. I guess we can end it with that. I mean, let's go to Sidonia on Mars and see if these ancient civilizations existed. See if this is actual architecture left from these ancient civilizations. Armando, bullshit scale 1 to 10, 10 being complete bullshit, 1 being I believe this absolutely. What do you give the 9 pyramids in the face on Mars in the Sidonia region? That conspiracy.
Probably give it a 7.
Seven
on the bullshit.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait.
That means more likely to be bullshit.
But you gave 5 on whether or not there was life on Mars.
Right. But I'm saying these particular things.
But I mean, that messes with my head. So you think these things existed more than life could have existed? But didn't life need to exist to make these things?
No. I mean,
oh, they're two separate. Like another civilization, other aliens.
No. I mean. Yeah, it's not likely. I mean,
right.
The pyramids and the face are less likely than the life.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot that 10 is bullshit.
Right.
I thought you believed the pyramids more.
You threw me last time.
Oh, I threw myself this time. Because usually 1 to 10 means 10 is awesome and 1 is shit.
Right.
But when we do the conspiracy theory stuff, the bullshit scale is 10 is bullshit, 1 is I believe this. And 5 is I don't know, man.
So I believe this less.
Yeah, sorry, my bad. I thought you believed this more. Like, how do you believe that they had structures but no people to build them? That doesn't make sense, you idiot. And I'm like, oh, right, I flipped the scale. Never mind. Take it all back. You're right. I was on a 5 with you on that, on this ancient civilization thing. If I'm a 5 on whether or not there was life on the planet, there were humans, I got to be a 5 on this structure thing, man. Sorry. And the reason why is I do find it odd that photos came back and then NASA was like, look, it's not really a face. Calm down. Fuck, it's too late. Now that we said it's not really a face, they're going to say it's a face. Let's just show them all the proof we have to calm them. Now they think that we're showing them the wrong proof. They think we're lying. Fuck. What do we do? Don't go to Sidonia. Fuck it. We're not going to Sidonia because we have too many problems with Sidonia.
They're not
going to
believe us anyway.
They're not going to believe us no matter what. We could literally land in Sidonia, show them everything, show them where the face was. They'll be like, oh, that's Nevada. And we'll be like, fucking hell. We can't win with you guys. Do we have to literally, you know what? Fuck it. NASA, The next crop of astronauts you send to space are going to be conspiracy theorists. So then they could finally shut the fuck up.
We send them all to Mars.
Seriously, send them all to space. Show them how difficult it is to go to space. All these people who think the Earth is flat, all the people who think all this like conspiracy theory shit is real. You send them through the space program. You scare the shit out of them. Put them on a rocket. Fire their asses off into the orbit of the Earth. See the sphericalness of the Earth. See that it's round. See that we have a moon. See that there's a whole fucking galaxy and that there's one planet that we all live on and we all have to get together and work together with. Then maybe, just maybe, you'll get them off your nuts, you know? Give them a little information, well, NASA.
Well, that's a lot of money to... That's a lot of taxpayer money to throw at.
Do it! I don't care. Figure it out. Indiegogo that shit, NASA. Crowdfunded, crowdsource the money. Look, Elon Musk is already doing most of he's footing most of the,
oh, yeah,
the bill for that could be a space exploration right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that could be like a
fuck it, SpaceX
publicity stunt.
Sorry, NASA, but SpaceX is kicking your ass. I feel bad saying that. No, I don't. Mm. No, it's true. SpaceX is kicking NASA's ass. Fuck it. Like a private company is kicking NASA's ass at space exploration. I mean, I knew it was only going to be a matter of time until that happened, but damn, dude.
Yeah.
Like, it happened this quickly? And NASA's just kind of throwing in the towel now? They're like, eh, well, whatever. It's like, well, he's going to be better. Well, we don't have any money. What are we going to do? And the government's like, well, we're not going to give you any money. We got wars to fight. We got people to kill.
We got bombs to drop.
Why are we
going to
explore space when we're going to kill people? Like, oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry. I'm being ridiculous.
Yeah, when we can make our military bigger. Like,
yeah, why spend money? Like, that money we could use to make ourselves more powerful. More power, more guns, more weapons.
And we could already blow up the Earth 23 times, but what about 24 times?
Yeah. So, I mean, if I'm a 5 on ancient civilizations, I'm going to be about a 5 or a 6 on this.
Right.
I mean, I might even just say I'm a 5 on this, because if I think that there was life on there, then the Cydonia region could very well have what's left or any ancient ruins of what that civilization was. It may have been like their Egypt on Mars. Right. It could have been the Martian Egypt, this Cydonia, and that's where their pyramids are or whatever, you know? And we have pyramids on this planet too, so I don't know if we have 9 of them in Egypt, but I know that we have some in... the Mayan ruins as well. So who knows, man? Like, if you want to believe in that's it would make a lot of sense as to why there's pyramids on Mars and why we have pyramids here.
Right.
Because we're Martians and we got the idea from ourselves. Like, we like stacking things in a certain way, in a pyramid shape. It's very effective. Big base, tiny top. It's very efficient. Doesn't topple. It won't fall over. Won't ever fall over. Swear to God. This pyramid will never fall over.
Oh, and then, yeah. And covered.
It's the most sturdy structure we have.
And the pyramids were white, right? They were covered in like
limestone. Yeah, they covered them in limestone. Yeah, man. They looked fancy and shit.
Yeah.
Like, they were all like blinged out.
Yeah.
The Egyptians were like fucking...
And then
they were like hip-hop gangster like...
Yeah,
they had gold and chains. Like, they would wear the makeup and shit. They had fashion and colors.
You see those tombs, yeah.
Yeah, they would. Oh yeah, they live in opulence, man. The Egyptians knew how to fucking live. Well,
at least the because
they would die young.
At least the pharaoh did.
Yeah, well, he died at 14.
Right.
So you know they had to live well because they died young. Yeah. Like, it sucked. Old age was 30 there. Like, if you lived to be 30, you were an old man. And I feel like an old man now. But we're going to end it here, guys. So much geekery, so much good times. Thank you again, Armando Aranda, for joining me. Yeah, when it comes down to it, final thoughts, Armando, Mars, all this ancient stuff about Mars, all the theories about Mars.
It could happen. It could be good.
Of all the planets, in our solar system.
Right, it's right next to us.
Mars is the one that would probably be, like, out of all of the conspiracy theories we talked about, I think this is the closest we would come to actually thinking this might be plausible. This might be more plausible.
The Mandela effect
we thought might be plausible, but that's only because parallel universes, we don't know how to traverse that yet. Maybe one day science will find a way. But other than that, I mean, we can't really say conclusively whether or not yes or no, but we can say we can totally, it makes sense. It would make sense if it were true. If the pyramids were a real thing, if they were real structures, if there really was an ancient civilization on Mars, if they really did come here and start this civilization, I don't know. If that's the case, that would explain a lot.
Right.
If asteroid hit Mars and then their rock hit our planet, boom, that makes sense. All that makes sense to me. That's all plausible. But lizard people and Hollow Earth and Flat Earth, not as plausible. Sorry, it's a lot of yeah. proof to put that.
Yeah, there's
to rest.
A lot of yeah.
So without further ado, guys, we're gonna end this conspiracy series theories. Right now, don't forget, follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc., like that Facebook page, and of course, download and subscribe for free on iTunes as well as Podomatic. That website is yotina.podomatic.com. Again, yotina.podomatic.com. And check out Soundcast tweets at SoundcastFM. We do live podcasting there every once in a while when we have special guests on the show. But thanks for tuning in, and thanks for geeking out with us. You can now, it is safe to now remove the tinfoil hats. Or is it?
Or is it?
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in, guys, and peace out.
This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome. What a fun experience. Well, you know we're doing to the show right.
Awesome. Here at Team Awesome.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.